You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If you're feeling on the fence about hiring a wedding videographer, you're not alone. In my experience, videography is probably the number one item that engaged couples are undecided about. It's no doubt a big investment, and it's a huge topic to unpack. So today, I have an expert special guest to help us do just that. Stay tuned. That's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast.
Once you get that, once you actually receive that and see it, in that moment, you'll go, yep, we made the right decision. Absolutely.
Why, hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. Thank you, as always, for joining me here this week for an amazing show full of a really exciting topic, which, as you know from the opening, is videography. Now, if I had to pinpoint one wedding service or vendor that most frequently gets put into the "we're on the fence about that" category, it would have to be wedding videography. And I get it. We are all familiar with the reasons. Videography is too expensive. We're splurging on a photographer and we don't need both. When would we ever watch a video anyway? It's too expensive. It costs too much. And we don't have room in the budget for it. And oh yeah, it's too expensive. And look, I get it. These are all valid concerns and they're all really important things for you to consider, along with all the other dozens of huge decisions that you have to make as you're designing your wedding celebration. Sometimes the decisions can literally feel endless one after another, and it's really easy to get fatigued as you're going through all of those important decisions. And I would like to share to start today's show when I personally am faced with a big decision and I'm stuck and I don't know which way to go. I do this daily in my normal life, but this also certainly applies to wedding planning in a really, really meaningful way. So what I do is I like to fast forward myself into the future and consider the potential outcome of all the different multiple paths that are available to me to take. So it's kind of like pretending that you have a crystal ball. You get to see the future play out. You get to choose the best final outcome, and then you can work backwards from there in making that outcome come to life. Let's fast forward to your 1-year anniversary. Your wedding is long over, and you did not hire a videographer. Your first look photos did not come out the way you had hoped. Your dad cried while walking you down the aisle. Your flower girl niece, who was standing behind you during the ceremony so you couldn't see her, she was kissing your dog and had every guest going nuts with all of her cuteness. Your now brother-in-law gave the most touching and funny speech in wedding history. You had, unfortunately, a close family member pass away unexpectedly, making your wedding the last time that the family was all together. And here we are flashing forward to your 1-year anniversary. You are offered a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You didn't actually hire one, but there was a videographer at your wedding. You just didn't know it. And they have a 4-minute highlight video, and they also have a long-form video of your ceremony, speeches, and dancing, and every single fun moment from that day. And the best part is that you don't even have to pay for these videos. You have this superpower gift to be able to go back in history to your wedding and your wedding preparations, and you can trade any elements of your wedding that you choose in exchange for the videos. So you can trade in the pricey invitations that in hindsight weren't really that important at all. You can downsize all of your flower arrangements and bouquets. You can go back and choose a charcuterie spread for happy hour instead of hand-passed appetizers. And you can go ahead and return the wedding favors that most people left behind and never even took with them. Would you do it? Would you make those downsizes and omissions and tweaks to have your wedding day come to life right before your very eyes 1 year later and 5 years later and 10 years later? Today, we're joined by Ken Foster.
My name's Ken Foster, and I'm a lead shooter for Shutter and Sound Films. I'm based in Chicago. I've been shooting with Shutter for about 7 years or 8 years, about eight seasons, I guess you could say. I've been doing professional video on some level myself for about 20 years and got into weddings about 10 years ago. You know, I think there are a lot of people that sometimes are on the fence about whether or not they should book video, if it's a priority for them. And I will tell you hands down that it absolutely should be a priority for every bride and groom. One of the analogies I use is, you know, if there's a movie you want to see, say you want to go out and see Barbie because it's a great movie, right? But you wait till it comes on DVD, even though we don't do DVDs anymore. You know, you go and get the movie and you get it and it's in there. The DVD's in that case. But if you just do photography, you're just basically looking at the cover. You're not going to end up watching the movie, the actual movie, you know? So it's like the movie is important and the video is important. And the biggest reason I think that video is important is because it offers something that photography doesn't. And that's not to say that photography isn't important. It absolutely is. But with video, there are so many elements that you don't get from photography. You don't get to hear how you sound. You don't get to see how you move. And you don't get to see the emotional parts that are in real life and real movement. Those things are important 50 years from now. Those things are important 10 years from now. It's just a different experience than photography. And it's invaluable to see the tears coming down the face. It's invaluable to, you know, see how grandma danced and have those moments in full motion and be able to go back and remember those things and see those things in real time. And I always tell people, I go, listen, you don't have to get me if you don't want to, but whatever you do, make sure you book a videographer because it's absolutely worth it. In the long stretch of your life, the money you spend on that investment is absolutely returned to you in greater form every year, just exponentially gets better. So.
Agreed. 100%. A personal experience story. My husband and I got married what seems like ages ago. And as we were planning, raising my hand, we were the couple who was on the fence about hiring a videographer. And we were working within a tight budget and yada, 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 you know, the whole story. And my now in-laws actually stepped in at the 11th hour. I mean, I think it was like 2 weeks before our wedding. And they said, you know, not to impose, but you guys are hiring a videographer. We will pay for it. They so generously gave us another check to cover a videographer. And we went, you know, a pretty budget option. And watching the video now, this is now 13 years old. And it's kind of laughable how much technology has come and, you know, how grainy the quality looks and whatever. But the bottom line is, as you so eloquently said, the movements, the feelings, the emotions, they come through in that video in a way that our wedding photos can't even begin to capture. It's so special. And even now we watch it with our kids and my in-laws and grandma and grandpa every single year on our anniversary. And it's just this priceless thing. It reminds me, looking through the blog posts on your site, you quoted a HuffPost article, the quote is that a staggering 98% of brides and grooms regretted not investing in videography for their wedding day.
And that's tragic.
So, yeah, it is. And I'm so grateful that we did it.
Yes. It's a moment in time. And if you don't capitalize on it, you can't get that back. You can't get it back. You can't get back your flowers and the first kiss and all the special moments and the little flower girl, like she's older now. She doesn't want to do it again, you know? It is invaluable. And I'd like to say too, that, you know, I think the industry has changed dramatically in the memory department. That's kind of what I call photo and video or the memory team, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you know, photography was the thing. And video again, was your Uncle Joe with a large camera on his shoulder with a light on top of it, bothering everybody at the wedding. You know, technology has changed. And as of 2008, with the advent of the DSLR, we went from shooting boring videos that no one wants to watch to capturing incredibly beautiful cinematic films of your day. Who doesn't want a cinematic film, a movie of your day, you know? And I think that once you get that, once you actually receive that and see it in that moment, you'll go, yep, we made the right decision. Absolutely. Because again, you get to see how you move. You get to see all the elements in real time, in movement. And again, it's just an investment for the rest of your life.
Agreed. Couldn't have said it better. Can we hear your thoughts on a couple who's just beginning the research process and starting to consider who to work with for this incredibly important element of their wedding day? What are some of your top important questions that a couple asks and kind of the important touch points that they're covering as they're interviewing potential vendors?
The first thing you should do for sure, if you're looking for a videographer, is to start to look at videos, watch videos and see the style that resonates, you know, with you. There are a lot of different styles out there, you know, that are different from one another. And one might, you might gravitate toward one more than another. So, you know, you definitely want to find out what you like and the look of it. And then once you do, and you start interviewing vendors, it's important to not only see their work, but really see their track history and how they interact with their brides and grooms. One thing that I think brides and grooms don't really consider is that a photo person and a video person on your day of are going to be on your hip the whole day for 10 to 12 hours. And when I say on your hip, I don't mean bothering you, but they're going to be in your sphere. They're going to be with you the whole day. And so, you know, that's a special relationship that ends up happening. So you want to be with someone that you kind of vibe with. So being able to interview a vendor and seeing how they work with bride and grooms and how they, the relationship between that photographer and videographer goes, you know, all those things are very important, incredibly important to consider. And then in addition to the track record with how they work with brides and grooms, you know, what do the reviews look like around how they deliver those videos? You know, I can tell you some tragic stories where brides and grooms have tried to, you know, go a more budget-friendly route, which is completely fine. But they may go with someone that's a little less experienced or someone who's giving them a deal because they want the wedding. And suddenly they film the wedding and they don't get the edit for 6 months. Then they don't get it for a year. And then the person says their company closed down and they don't have the resources anymore to edit. I can't tell you how many weddings I've edited for couples that have had that happen to them. So, you know, not only is it the personality and the style that you're looking for, but it's also the business responsibility that's vital to having a quality videographer or photographer.
Can you go through, just in a very general sense, what are some standard package options, or what can couples kind of expect to see in terms of different options that they have when working with a videographer? And then also what they can expect to budget for videography?
You know, as far as what we offer for options, it does vary depending on, you know, your needs of your day. In general, you know, if you really look at the packages, it kind of comes down to what are your final products? You know, what are you going to be receiving? You know, depending on what you need, there are a lot of different options and add-ons that you can get, you know, for the needs of your day. You know, you can purchase extra time if you wanted to. You can purchase, you know, depending what package you get, an additional second shooter, that kind of thing. Our packages, basically, with our packages, it comes down to final products. And the biggest final product that you're looking at is a highlight video. So with a highlight video, you're getting a 3 to 4.5 minute song that, you know, we take all the footage and kind of create that into a beautiful, you know, highlight video or a music video for you. And then you can get an extended version of that that's, you know, 7 to 9 minutes long that also includes, you know, audio from speeches and maybe your vows and that kind of thing. So those are sort of the opposite ends of, you know, the highlight spectrum. And then in the middle, you know, if you want a little bit of both, you want the shorter video, but you also want the important vows in there, we do that kind of thing as well. So there are a ton of options that fit bride and grooms and their needs, you know, depending on what they're looking for. you know, if your ceremony is 30 minutes long, your multicam edit of the ceremony could be 30 minutes long. It's that kind of thing. So you get the great highlight versions of everything, but you also get the actual event in real time for the memory portion of it all. You know, and with all these packages, you know, I think a bride and groom can expect to spend anywhere between, you know, $2,900 and around $4,300 in our standard packages. And it is city dependent too. So depending on what city you're in, you know, that could fluctuate some.
So other than not hiring a videographer, what are some of the videography related mistakes or regrets that you commonly hear from couples?
I think some of the general complaints I hear from brides and grooms around video problems or complaints around video issues have been hiring videographers that are inexperienced, have been hiring videographers that are showing up for a paycheck, that don't really care about their brides and grooms. You know, my colleagues at Shutter and Sound and myself included, you know, we're passionate about creating an experience for the bride and groom on the day of, and then really creating that experience in the edit, you know, and kind of doing that truthfully. And I think that that resonates with a lot of people. So, you know, I hear that I've worked with a lot of brides and grooms post their wedding from that have used other companies and kind of helping them compile their footage together because, you know, the video person and the editor never completed the project. So these are some of the complaints I hear. And it really comes down to people that are not passionate about what they do. It comes down to people that are not as experienced in the business realm of everything, which is why Shutter and Sound is so great. Our business sense is equal to our creative sense. And I think that's vital. And I think the other complaint that I hear is just that on the day of, you know, the video person isn't friendly. Like they're just not there having a good time. It's like, this is your most special day. And you want someone there that's going to be, I can't say as excited as you, because obviously you're getting married, but you know, is in that same vibration. You got the same vibe going on. I think that those are the biggest complaints I hear.
What are some ways that a couple can prepare for just being in front of the camera on their day? Do you have some tips for things that couples can expect or things, how they can mentally prepare for that? Because I know, I don't know, being camera shy is a pretty natural thing. And most of us are not used to being in front of a camera.
Very true. Very true. It's a great question, by the way. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that question. That's a great question. I think the best thing you can do is just be present. Be present in the moment. Remember why you're there. Be present with your groom. Be present with your bride. Be your authentic self. You know, one thing that's great about Shutter and Sound is we don't stage a lot of stuff. We don't do all this hokey, jokey kind of, okay, now touch each other and kiss each other. We really don't do that. We capture the day authentically and in real time, truthfully. And we represent that in the edits. So we don't need you to do anything except just be you. And if you're comfortable being yourself and you're comfortable with being authentic, that's what shows up on camera. So I would say just take a deep, big, deep breath. And if you're nervous about the day, great, because that'll show up and that'll be adorable. And then once you get the first look and you're excited because now you've seen your bride and you can relax, now you're going to be you again. And you get a drink in your hand at the reception. Now you're good to go. So yeah, just be yourself and be authentic and be present. Be present.
And that ties back to what we were going over earlier in the conversation about kind of research tips and when you're looking to hire this really important vendor. And you mentioned how important it is to consider that this person is going to be by your side from start to finish of one of the most special days of your life. So it's very important that you feel a supernatural, easy connection with whoever is going to be there videoing all of this. Yeah, you're going to be, 100%. I mean, not to go like TMI, but you're probably going to be partially undressed in front of this person. This person is going to be coming and going during some really emotional, intimate, sensitive moments. And to be fully 100% comfortable with that person is going to be so, so, so invaluable when it comes down to capturing those moments and just being comfortable throughout the day. The last thing on earth you want is to be rolling your eyes because the weird video guy is trying to come in and shoot your toast before you go down to your first look, and he's annoying and he's creepy and he's awkward and you don't want to be around him. Like, that's going to ruin the whole thing. Don't do that.
You've pretty much nailed it. That's pretty much, that's pretty much the big concern. And, you know, it is funny because, when you work in Chicago downtown on a wedding, which happens frequently, you often bump into other videographers and other photography teams. And on occasion, you'll bump into a team where, and this is another important point, you'll bump into a team that's loaded with gear. They've got the backpack on with the camera attachment to it, which is called an easy rig. So they got this big camera, they got this big setup, they got a giant actual Steadicam rig with the arm that comes out. You look like you're on a film set. And it's like, those sorts of things can be annoying because when the bride is walking down the aisle and the dude with all the gear all over him is walking down the aisle following her, who do you think they're looking at? It ain't the bride. It's the weird guy that looks like he got lost and walked off a movie set. So yeah, it's important. It really is. You got to know who's going to be there and you got to make sure you vibe and you got to make sure that you understand, you know, who that person is in a general sense, you know.
Probably the most important element of hiring anyone.
It really is. It's really, yeah. And I don't think people really take that into account as much as they should. There are a lot of moving pieces to your wedding day, and sometimes brides and grooms can get lost in the event and the processes and the logistics of the day. And it really is invaluable to just remember why you're there and what the day is about. Stay present, stay connected to each other, and be your authentic selves, because that will be the most rewarding thing you can do on that day for yourselves in the short term and long term. Remembering what it's all about is what it's all about. You know, be present in the moment. Whoever you book, you know, really make sure that you do mesh with their personalities. Make sure you check the reviews. Make sure you know the worst of what they've done, in addition to the best of what they've done, because I think, you know, that says a lot about a person. You know, do they really care not just about the art of what they're filming and not just about the art of what they're editing, but the business sense of making sure that they deliver on their promises and the agreement in the time allotted? Like, you deserve to have your wedding video back to you at a certain time, you know, and that's important. You don't want to make, I can tell you right now, absolutely, hands down, you don't want to make that mistake. There can be a lot of mistakes you make for your wedding day and planning, but don't make that mistake. Yeah.
Not worth penny pinching.
No, it's not. It's just not really, you know, like, no. You know, if it really is something, it's like, well, we can't afford an extra $2,000. Okay. I understand. But if you're comparing back and forth between 250 or 500 or 100, you know, and you've got the money, just definitely use that budget accordingly to find the person that's going to support you the way you need to be supported.
That's a really smart way of saying it. We talk a lot about, in terms of budgeting, allocating according to your priorities. I think videography should be very high on your priority list, and I know that you'll agree with me. And having said that, if you're feeling tight in the budget area and finances are a thing, which they are for most of us, not many of us are just like writing blank checks and, you know, have an endless budget. That's not a thing. But there are so many places where you can take from one bucket and put it into another. You can maybe go really light on something that's not important to you and then use those savings towards something that is really important to you. There are just so many creative ways to kind of slice and parse things. And it doesn't need to be like an all or nothing. We don't have $2,500 for videography. So it's just, it can't happen. Well, right. What if you're spending $1,200 on flowers that you don't really care about, and then you're spending $800 on invitations that you don't really care about, and then you're having past hors d'oeuvres at the cocktail hour that, like, not that important to you? That's $3,000.
Right. So you need to skip the sushi and make it crackers instead. Exactly. You know, something small. Right.
Exactly. You can be very, very intentional about what your money is being invested in, and making sure, sit down and check yourselves and make sure that what you're spending your money on is stuff that is really important to you. And not only that it's important to you right now, today, in this moment, but fast forward 15 years when you're going to be sitting with your children and watching this wedding video on your anniversary Yes. every single year and reliving the entire thing. That is priceless. And flowers be damned, and cake be damned, and invitations, you know, whatever. I could list dozens of things off the top of my head Sure. that just, they're not, you're not going to remember them, and neither is anyone else. But no, this is a living memory. This is priceless.
100%. I 100% agree with that. There are places where you can shift and move and be more fluid with that. And it's important that you do. So priority wise, you know, in the past, video has kind of been on the lower spectrum of priorities. And I think that's because of what the final products look like. It was just a different technology back then. But nowadays, really examine your priority. Don't just examine getting video, examine your priority around getting video. If it's low, really examine why, and then go and talk to people that got video, and go and see online with reviews about people that got video and see what they say, and take that into account that you may need to change your priority around it. It is a long-term investment, and that priority is something that if you change can really impact you in the future, you know, but there's always those weddings that kind of stand out to you. But I shot a wedding at the Fieldhouse Museum in Chicago. And if you know anything about that museum, on the main floor are all these dinosaurs. Like, they've got the bones of a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Brontosaurus and like all of these setups that are beautiful, you know? So I remember we walked in and they're setting everything up and you're just like, this is crazy. This is like something out of a movie, you know? Who does this? But it was the most classy affair you've ever seen too, you know? What was so wonderful is how lovely the couple was. And I think out of all the beauty of the surroundings and the amazement of the dinosaurs and getting these great shots of, you know, the cake next to a Brontosaurus, what really stood out to me was how in love these two were and how adorably cute the bride was, because she was so authentic and had so much love radiating out of her heart for the day. And I just got some of the most incredible shots of her, just these candid moments where it was very much like Jim in The Office. Like, something would be going on and I'd be filming and she just kind of turned to the camera and see me and like wink. And I'm like, you were built for this. Let's just get you married every weekend. Come to my weddings, just be my bride, because you are absolutely fantastic. But that wedding really stood out to me. And their names, is that okay if I say their names?
Their
names were Jacqueline and Brian. And just a lovely couple. And if they're watching this, you guys are fantastic. I miss you. Let's have a, you know, a renewal of vows. Let's do that soon. Shutter and Sound is an incredible company. I'm not just saying that because I work with them, but I think that they've done an excellent job of cultivating a lot of creative artists that do a beautiful job for brides and grooms on their day. What's kind of unique about Shutter is they've got a bunch of shooters and filmmakers that are directors at heart. And they have a unique vision on, you know, what a wedding looks like through the eyes of a director. And, you know, when you show up on that day and they're there, you're not just getting a guy who's filming your wedding, you know, just got a Uncle Joe with a camera on the shoulder in the background. You know, you're getting a trained director who sees your day through a very unique lens and then captures that moment very truthfully. We are in most major markets across the nation. You know, New York City, Chicago, we're in Los Angeles, San Diego, Miami, you know, Philadelphia, Boston, but we're also still very much a unique boutique, small art house company. You know, the way that we run things is very different than a larger company that might be nationwide. You know, when you call Shutter and Sound, you're going to talk to someone, you're actually going to get someone on the phone that's going to help you with your day. The artists themselves, whether it's the editors or the videographers, you know, they're all very much in contact with our leader, Ryan Gelderman, who is, you know, the owner and who runs the company. So, you know, the quality control is there, and being able to have a unique vision from top down is very much there. We're all very connected to Ryan and that vision.
Shutter and Sound makes it really easy for you to move forward and learn more about booking videography services for your wedding celebration. Simply visit shutterandsound.com, explore their beautiful website, including detailed pricing information and sample videos, and be in touch via email with the Contact Us link.
So our booking manager, Courtney, will reach out to confirm availability and then send you a pricing sheet. From there, you can set up a call or ask any questions through email if you'd like. Courtney's your person. She'll help you out with that completely. And then once you're ready to move forward, it's as simple as booking a proposal online where you can select your package options and digitally sign our contract. So there's no mailing in contracts or you taking pictures and sending them in. It's a very simple process. And then once we receive the $1,000 retainer fee, you know, you're all set. You're good to go. The other thing is we respond really quickly. We prioritize fast and efficient communication because often, you know, you work with a company, email them, and 2 days later, you get an email back. You know, we prioritize making sure that once you email us, we get back to you as soon as possible. And that generally happens very quickly. And then leading up to your wedding, we'll send out a questionnaire about 6 weeks prior that will allow you to kind of give us some details about your day. Which will kind of help us get an idea of what we need to do on our end. Some of those questions are, you know, where's your venue? What's the location? What's your address? And all that kind of stuff. But it's also more specific about some things that you might want to prioritize. Like, hey, you know, there's some certain shots we want to get, or my Grandma Jones is going to be there. And I want to make sure you get shots of her with the puppy and all that kind of stuff. Anything that's very specific to your day, that's what that questionnaire is about. For more information, you can go to shutterandsound.com, click on the contact link, and fill out the form. Send out your information over to us, and we look forward to meeting you and learning more about your wedding.
Thank you so much to Ken for taking the time to join us today. Thank you to Ryan and the entire team at Shutter and Sound for an amazing service that you're providing for couples across the country, and just for your generosity and time and spirit in coming on today and sharing all of your knowledge with us. And to bring our whole conversation full circle, I wanted to share some quotes from couples on videography and their thoughts on why prioritizing it was the right call. First up, I think what it came down to for me was that video captures what pictures can't. Hearing the emotion in our vows, little moments with our bridal party and spouse in motion and sound, it's just different. And honestly, you can't go back and get one after the wedding. It's a one-day deal. So well said. And next up, for us, we realized it's probably the only time our families will be together because we're originally from opposite coasts and all of our immediate family members are older. We want to capture those live memories with them, voices, movement, toasts, etc. We love how our wedding video turned out. It captured a lot of things that I had missed seeing the day of because I was busy doing other things. Seeing the ceremony processional unfold, all of the guests seated together, our first look captured in real time, and reliving all of the toasts was absolutely priceless. My dad cried as he walked me down the aisle and also during his pre-dinner prayer. My now brother-in-law had the most touching wedding day toast I have ever heard to this day. In addition to reliving the live action of our day with video snippets of all the people we love most from every single angle, these are all once-in-a-lifetime moments that couldn't be captured in a still photograph.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.